By one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I'll read it again. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Let me read it again. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life by one, Jesus Christ. You can add that in your Bible because that's a good rendition of that verse. Reigning as kings. Let's go over here to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. And I'm reading from verses 12 and 13. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. That meet means an old English word. It means able. Made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now understand, before we came into the kingdom of God's dear Son, we were in the kingdom of darkness. And that's the kingdom of the enemy, the adversary, Satan, the devil. That was his kingdom. But we've been translated, transferred. We've been taken out of that kingdom of darkness. Now we're in the kingdom of God's dear Son. God's dear Son has a kingdom. He has a kingdom